clear the airwaves for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Happy Halloween. Welcome to Hemp Radio. This is our spooktacular Halloween show. Hey, welcome everybody. We're so excited. It's Halloween today, and I'm saying boo. Steve just made it by the skin of his teeth, man. Steve, so happy to see you, man. He just flew in. Candace, our fabulous Candace Hawes, Orange County Normal. Oh my God, it's been how long?
Oh my gosh, probably like 5 or 6 months. Probably, yeah, because I've been working now for 5 or 6 months. So,
okay.
But I'm happy to be back.
Oh my God, we missed you. And you look fabulous. You got your skin and bones now. And if anybody can see her, she just has a skeleton suit on. So she's literally bones. And our buddy dropped by, who was just in the neighborhood, Mark.
Hello, hello. How is everybody? Happy Halloween.
Thank you. I see you're all dressed up in your costume. You look great. What are you, honey?
I am the Dark Lord today.
Okay, you're the Dark Lord. Evening.
You're going to be an American terrorist, right?
American terrorist. Same thing, isn't it? Isn't it all the same?
They just look like anybody, right?
Anyway, we're so excited. It's Halloween. And Saturday, I went, my friend is, they're the Friends of the Newport Beach Animal Shelter. So we had our doggy costume party. Let me tell you how much fun that was. And the dogs, they brought from the shelter, they brought a little puppy, and he was the cutest little thing. And his costume was a monkey on his back. Huh. And it was a toy monkey that was riding on his back. And this little dog would, I mean, he was the hit of the event. And I did take some pictures of him. But the costumes, man, people really get into their pet costumes. It's incredible. Candace, do you?
Oh, no, I don't even have time to even like put something
hey,
together.
I
like
remember that. When Sugar, kids, didn't you know? Didn't Sugar used to get dressed
back
up?
Back in the day, yeah, definitely. But I mean, priorities change.
It's right, like, so it's like you gave up the resources. Animal for the kid. Now yeah. The kid has a costume. What is Kai going to be?
Cookie Monster.
Fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous.
I can't wait to see all the cute kids today. So I'm excited for that.
Are you taking them trick or treating?
Yeah. Trick or treating, then just mostly giving out candy. But I'm looking forward to it. It's nice this year being a parent. You know, we don't smoke inside the house anymore. I remember every year previous, like a couple years ago when we didn't have Kai, it's like Halloween, I was like always paranoid that like some of the kids or their parents coming
would
up to the door would smell the pot. Yeah. So now that we don't smoke inside the house anymore, you know, that's not a concern. But yeah.
You could go outside. You have a great backyard. You don't need to smoke in the house. You have a garage. I mean, you know, we can be creative when we have children or just wait till they go to bed.
That's right.
My kid used to go to bed at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much. The doctor that I had said, Patty, when are you done? And I said 7. He says, that's our bedtime. And that's what she learned to do.
Yeah.
So, hey, Mark, what are you doing?
I'm just hanging out. Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go down to the doll hut, and I'm going to put on my mask, and I'm going to dance to rock and roll music all night, I believe.
And aren't you a musician? Are you a musician, or are you just a, what do you call it? A pretend musician. A
no, wannabe. I've been playing guitar for many years.
Oh, okay.
And so you are. Keyboards and okay. A little bit of drums and bass. So it's fun. Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to dance around.
Is it a will people be in costumes?
Oh, yes. It'll be fun.
Very
lots of candy,
cool.
Lots of beer, and lots of fun.
The place to be, though, if you live in California, is West Hollywood tonight.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. It's the only place to be. Because, I mean, don't they have a parade?
No, they just like the
street
Halloween, gets closed
the streets
down.
Are closed down.
It's just like thousands and thousands
well, it
of
is
people.
A parade of people in their costumes. The most creative and fabulous costumes I have seen this year is like I've been watching the people. Well, this weekend there were costume parties because it was a weekend.
Did you see, have you seen that T-Rex like blow up costume?
No.
Where you get inside of it and you blow it up. And so it's like 10 feet tall or something. Anyways, someone bought a whole bunch of those costumes and had a T-Rex stampede.
Oh my God.
And so they
God.
Had like one guy that act like he was like this like handler from like Jurassic Park, and there was like in a major metropolitan city. I don't know what city it was.
Where was this?
It was freaking hilarious, dude. And everyone, can you imagine like walking in a major like city and you just see like 10 or 20 like T-Rexes come down the street? It was hilarious.
It would freak you out for like a split second.
Such a good idea. Yeah. Such a good idea.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
But I can't wait to see like all the Trump costumes, plays on that, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. They may overdo that, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if people are staying in and giving out candy, there's tons of fabulous movies to watch. Carries On from 1996. That, I think that was one of the best. The Shining, An American Werewolf in London. These were all recommended Halloween movies from like one of the cannabis sites. The Evil Dead. I don't know that.
Do you know there's a really good like cannabis Halloween movie called Idle Hands? Have you guys ever seen that? And it's about this kid who smokes so much pot, like his hands go idle, and so they get possessed by the devil. So then like he's
doing
whatever. Yeah, it's with like Seth whatever. Isn't it with like Seth whatever, the redheaded guy or hair? I don't know. But hilarious, and like he kills people, and then he has to stay high and his hands will be idle and they don't kill people. It's a good one. And then the end, like to save the day, it's like Popeye, he smokes a bowl and like, you know, regains his power. It's a great one. So
yeah, it's pretty crazy out there, but you're right, there'll be a lot of Trump costumes. And with all the shit that's hitting the fan in Hollywood, I mean, people are going to be dressed up like a lot of the characters.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and every day it's more and more and more and more. I mean, more
people coming out about past sexual
Andy
circumstances.
Dick, who I always thought was an idiot. He was fired from a movie over sexual harassment claims. These are just happening. The United Kingdom police are investigating Harvey Weinstein. He's done. He'll probably kill himself once he comes aware of what's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount and the class of stars that he actually has done this to and gotten away with. But maybe they don't want people to know how they got to where they are, you know, is that they, you know, gave
Bill Cosby, need I say more? Yeah. I mean, come on. And George Bush, the old George Bush. Have you seen that? Oh, I've
he
got to find
charged
it.
Now?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes. Oh,
Daddy
I've
Bush?
Got to find it.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Yes. Several women have come forward and said that when they're taking in his wheelchair.
Oh, this is just now.
This is now.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when people get older and they get dementia, they will start getting inappropriate. It happens at retirement homes a lot.
Does he have dementia?
No, just people in general, men in general, when they get older, they get nasty.
Well,
it's true.
Anyway.
But anyway, so he's been doing that.
Yes, he's been doing it and pinching butts and saying things. So
yeah, people that
I don't know, maybe
were never
he was a dirty
like
old man and nobody ever talked about it.
I think that's just something that happens with the brain deterioration.
Well,
you know,
men are lecherous to begin with. When they get old, they don't really care what they say or do, I guess. I don't know.
Barbara's not close enough within hands distance, you know, so he's just letting it all come out, you know?
Hey, did you see that cannabis-based wellness products are now at Target and Walgreens?
No.
Where have you been?
I hadn't seen that. So it's CBD wellness products. I've seen hemp and stuff at Target, but...
Well... That's cannabis-based. Hello? Is that not from the cannabis sativa plant, the hemp?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Well, it's a fine line. You know, it is a fine line because I know that Walgreens, you know, that was, I don't know. I talked about that like a month ago, maybe. Let me see. Here it is. I'll tell you exactly what they have, what wellness products that they're using. They are CW Hemp, a leader.
Charlotte's in Web.
Cannabis-based health and wellness supplements are now at Target.
I heard they're also at Mother's.
Charlotte's Web is at Walgreens.
And they're also at Mother's Market too. But right. I heard it's like over $100. It's an expensive high-end product. It's not like something that anybody's going to grab. So no, right. That's interesting that it's on the shelves, but I don't know if it's going to stay on the shelves long periods of time if it's that high of a price point. Does it say in the article how much they cost?
No.
Because I looked it up on Mother's Market because they have it here in SoCal. I had heard, though, from an attorney who spoke on this very same thing on a panel recently, and he said the federal government still does classify CBD as a controlled substance, a right. Schedule One, and that you exactly. cannot transport CBD across state lines. So some companies, big companies, have gotten into CBD products, but they're only distributing it within the state that it was produced. So I guess, you know, the CW,
well, there's targets these beauty
products, they're producing right. them within California, selling them in the California targets
right.
and stuff.
Right.
Interesting
right.
now to see like these big companies getting involved, you know, whether the consumers are going to really, you know, buy embrace into them. It, we'll have to really see.
Well,
but that's good to know. I mean, for people that don't want to get a recommendation, don't want to use marijuana, just want, you know, over the counter CBD, that they can find it all over the state now. So that's great to hear.
I think that's fabulous.
But, you know, I always, I just, you know, I wonder and I always worry about people, you know, having false, you know,
information,
yeah,
fake
like
information.
Thinking that CBD is going to produce miraculous results. And I really personally believe that that people are most benefited by having THC and CBD in combination.
I agree.
So, you know, when people get sold on this CBD only right, thing, it right, really bothers right. me.
Mark, what do you have to say, honey?
Well, the thing I've been wondering, I haven't checked it out, I just wanted to ask you if you might know about this. I've seen a lot of the CBD products at the vape stores these days, and it says it's based from hemp, not from marijuana, and it also has, it's they're all labeled no THC on them as well, but I haven't really looked into them. I just yeah. kind of seen one at a vape store I was walking by the other day.
And that's scary because I just talked to,
if you know anything
to
about that.
Speakeasy, and they said a couple 100,000 kilos of CBD just came on the market because it's synthetic CBD. It's not even from the hemp plants, and that they just discovered that this huge amount that just showed up out of nowhere is actually not really CBD, because at the labs, when you test it, it has all the same spikes and hills as a CBD, but it was just slightly askew to one side, and so it almost matched completely, so it looks like CBD, but when someone looked at it closer, they realized it wasn't exactly CBD. So that's what I worry about, you know, with this influx of products with CBD, you know, CBD and
me
everything
too.
Is it
yes.
real CBD now
right
from wow. hemp even, or is it from synthetic? So now we have three different
scary.
Cannabis, hemp, and synthetic. It's very scary, you know. And if you're buying something CBD that costs $10, you know, and you're
then you need to talk to the people that you buy
scary.
It from. You better look in the label and make sure that yeah. it's from a reputable company, and do your due diligence. Don't just because somebody says this CBD will cure your cancer, buy it. Don't buy it, because there are no guarantees and nothing. We don't know what anything cures. The only thing we know to be true is what we've witnessed yeah. ourselves and seen through people yeah. that we know that use CBD and THC
and
oil.
Power of placebo is really strong too, you know.
What is
power of placebo?
Oh,
I
yeah.
just recently watched a show on it, and all the time people will, you know, take something and it really is nothing, but they will feel that it's done something for them, you know. So but yeah, it's just very interesting. But with these new medical marijuana regulations that we have coming out to go in effect January 1st, really to go into full effect and be, you know, part of the law, probably a year from then, everything's going to have to be tested, and they're not going to be able to get things through anymore, and everything will be properly labeled, and we won't have that problem in about a year. But
exactly.
the prices are probably going to go
right.
up too, because they're going to weed out, you know, all these small companies that aren't doing
right.
things
as we
the way that they want them
on
to.
On Hemp Radio, we're weeding through the shit. Now, I read something that came out a little bit ago that said, California will not be ready for recreational marijuana January 2018.
Well, they're going to be ready for with their applications. Now, they don't have to start giving out the first application on January 1st, so they're pretty much ready. They even said that they're going to start giving out the applications for their temporary licenses for people that have local approval earlier than January 1st. So
And
I think they're actually going to be ready, not with recreational, but with the medical regulations and starting to take those applications. But
now, look, I mean, I'm just pulling
the time
this up.
Where they're going to let somebody open with their permanent license is not going to be January 1st. It'll probably be somewhere in July.
What is this, Candace? California to tax pot as much as 45%. This came out today at 2:45.
Well, yeah, if you look at they're taxing flower at the cultivation at $9.25 per ounce, flower at $2.25, and then you're going to pay the local retail, which could be between 7 and 10, plus a special 15% marijuana tax. So yeah, you're looking at, you know, possibly 35, you know, percent, almost 45. It's pretty crazy. A lot of the dispensaries, though, in Colorado, what I've seen, though, is they actually incorporate those taxes into the price. So, you know, you'll see like $65 eighth or whatever. And so that is already rolled into it. You know, they take that into account.
You lived in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been there while it's prospering. Tell me how they're doing from your perspective.
Oh, well, I haven't lived in Colorado since they've had their regulations. I've been out here, but they've had their system going for quite a while now.
And you know, why are they doing so well and we can't get it together? And I ask you that all the time.
Size. You know, we're 7 times the size of Colorado. And, you know, we're behind them because our bureaucracy hasn't gotten on board. So, you know, because of that, because of, you know, not embracing it, that's why we're behind. That's why, you know, our system has been able to get so ingrained and so large, you know, our community. That's why we have so many troubles adjusting.
It's been 75 years, I think. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, come on. Tell me. Give me something. I mean, give me some hope for January. Now, let me ask you this. January 1st in California, and I don't know what other state, because Las Vegas said, fuck you, we're doing it earlier. And that's what they did. But not us. We're going by the laws, because I don't think it'll be ready then. But what's going to happen? Will I be able to walk into a dispensary with no medical recommendation and buy marijuana?
No, probably the recreational dispensaries you're looking at like next January, like 2019. Probably.
They said 2018.
No, that's when the applications go out, but they're going to do medical first. They're going to hand all the medical regulations, all the medical licenses, and then they're going to do recreational. Is what Lori Ajax,
but I thought,
the marijuana
wait a minute,
czar, said.
I thought recreational marijuana becomes legal January.
The portion that went into effect that protects a person to
November.
Possess it and to grow it went into effect the day after the election. Now, the ability to license it and the ability to be able to buy it starts January. But like the first license ending up in someone's hand is going to take a while after
Why?
That. Because all they had to do is make the process available, to, you know, to open up the application process.
But
that's the only thing they had
to
do.
Candace, I mean, come on.
Well, like I said, they are going to handle all the medical first. So there's like thousands of medical marijuana dispensaries, cultivation sites, testing facilities, distributors, all of that
Shouldn't
is going to get taken care of first.
Shouldn't they be working on that now?
They are. Well, I mean, they already have their temporary licensing stuff up on the website. You can go to cannabis.ca.gov and you can see already what they're going to ask you for your temporary license. And they even tell you what you're going to most likely need to start getting ready for your state license as far as, you know, background documents and stuff like that. So they have stuff up that they want us to be able to see. It's going to be January 1st when they're going to let it all out. You know, and that's when people are going to
2018.
Yeah. And that's when people are going to be able to put their application in once they're completed. But that still means it has to get processed.
So,
and you know how government goes. It could take months
years.
To a year.
No, it can take years. And being it's California, I give it 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of not the news that I wanted to put out there on Halloween. You know, I mean,
you know, I think people, it would be best for them to stay medical anyways. If you do have a truly medical condition, you're going to be exempt from the taxes. If you stay medical, you're going to be able to possess more. You're going to be able to have more rights, especially if you have kids. So I would just suggest to everyone to stay medical. The fact is, too, that all these marijuana businesses, whether they want to be medical or recreational, are going to have to get separate licenses. I believe there's going to be a lot more medical licenses out there than they are recreational in the beginning, right? Companies that have licenses.
I don't know.
So medical patients are probably going to have more variety because they can buy from either, right? The medical or the recreational companies that get licenses, whereas the recreational people will only be able to buy from those recreational licensed companies.
Okay, you know what? We got to take a short break. We're going to come right back because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Travis Scott, Tucker, baby. Yeah. I bought four. I call your whore. Just to fucking show up. I just went got my door. Pull it off and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, that roll up. Then I'm calling your whore. I'ma pull up in my tongue, hit in the block and I'm bleeding. Throwing that rolling on you, I like the way it be freezing. Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby. It's lit, I'm in the zone, baby. Straight up, I just put up a fall, baby. Yeah, yeah. Pop a ball that had to lean like my motherfucking granny bean. Super Bowl ring with big body bean. I stacked it up, now I'm just better living. Got screws in my mouth, I'm just prepping it. I'm fucking this cash, I'm not celibate. I'm packing it out like a reverend. I need all this cash, I got hella keys. I'ma play dumb and get left in the middle. Mad the fuck up, you too little. Hit him with three like a miller. I don't talk to no man in the middle. I don't talk to no man, I'm just kidding. But I did pay my sister tuition. I feel lucky, I should play the lottery. Walking out with it like Sonny Liston. Mama told me I'm her brightest star. Mama told me don't hate on the law. Because everybody got a job. Because everybody won't be a star. Believe every motherfucker around here won't be a boy. She gon' do anything in her power to be with your boy. Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby. It's lit, I'm in the zone, baby. Straight up, I just put up a fall, baby. Yeah, yeah. Never will I cheat on you. Never will I keep it greasy. Blowing a bag on you. Do all of that for no reason. I'ma pull up in Mer 2. Hitting the block and I'm bleeding. Throwing that rollie on you. I like the way you be breathing.
Pick up the phone. McCullough the cooking, baby, I'm alone. I thought I was right. Then I had to man up, I was wrong. I hate when we fight. She in love with the pipe. I draped her up in ice. I put my phone on ice. Birds in the trap sing rhyming night. Percocet and codeine. Don't take my life. She had a dream with Celine, so I bought it twice. Young nigga make it right back tonight. Girl, you're so cute and your ass is nice. Drinking the phone and I'm shooting dice. Wrist pulling back, Klondike. And I'm loving all races. Hell nah, don't discriminate. Drinking on clean, sanitized. Ostrich sheets with the frog eyes. Here forever, call your phone, baby. Better believe it's only one time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Cheat on you, never will I keep it greasy. Blowing a bag on you, do all of that for no reason. I'ma pull up in Mer 2, hitting the block and I'm bleeding. Throwing that rollie on you, I like the way you be breathing.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. I'm here with one of my favorite buds, Candace, with Orange County Normal. And
hello.
Are you 14 years old at Orange County Normal? What?
Yeah, going on 15 in July.
Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun. You know, and Mark is here with us. And he's a friend that just dropped by to say hi. Fabulous. Producer Steve is still with us. As you can see, we're on that determines that. And we were talking about the laws, and I'm saying, as a person, one of many, many people who have waited for recreational cannabis for California, does this mean that I still go black market because I can't buy it anywhere if I don't have a medical marijuana card?
Pretty much.
So you're saying I'm fucked?
Well, I'm just saying that the way that things are going to be for the first couple of years, and how prices might be up and supply might be low, that the black market is probably going to flourish during that time.
So where did recreational get legal, and what does that mean if you can't do anything for those of us
that don't have
a medical card?
I think the biggest part of 64 was actually like the cultural part of, you know, removing that stigma and saying that it's no longer like a demonized criminal activity, that it's like no different than alcohol. But also the fact that as of the day after the election, you can grow and you can possess. I think, you know, being able to buy it in the store is kind of, you know, something that people can wait for. I think the most important parts already went into effect personally.
Well, what about people that smoke pot? I can't buy it anywhere unless I get a medical marijuana card.
You can grow it for yourself. You can have a friend who grows it.
I cannot grow it to you. I live in an apartment and I can't grow. I'm old.
Yep. So, well, you know, marijuana is not for everyone. Some people still are, you know, they can't think of everybody all the time. And unfortunately, important people get left out. There's, you know, still people that use it medically that can't even use it. You know, where they live, if they're in assisted facilities or government housing, you know. So, I mean, we should have been worrying about those things before we worried about recreational. But
exactly.
You know,
but why didn't they clear that up? Why didn't they take care of those people once they made medical marijuana?
Well,
when was medical marijuana made legal?
They did leave it open so that cities can allow for on-site consumption licensing, but they didn't. They can't force the cities to allow it, which is the problem just with our constitution in this state and how it is.
That is so pathetic for patients, Candace. You know, that's why I have such a bad thing about California and medical marijuana. They don't take care of their sick people.
Yep. Well, I mean, yep. We, for a while, we focused on them, and it seems like, you know, we just totally completely forgot about it, you know, and it's something that people need to be reminded of, you know. Nowadays, you know, all the attention just goes to helping people get into this business and make money and get educated about how to make money, when we've forgotten, you know, about one of the most important things, that, you know, this actually is something that saves people's life, not just makes people rich.
Right. So how do you tell people to reach out and say, help save people? What do they do? I mean, what can people do?
Well, I think that consumers can buy from companies who, you know, give back to the community, you know, who are compassionate, who aren't just about,
right,
you know, making themselves rich, you know, those companies that you see giving back. And I think that's the way that, you know, people can fight back one by one against people that are not thinking of the true meaning of the plant or of, you know, the people that is most needing it. So, you know, that's why there is some brands, like off the top of my head, like Miss Mary Jane's Edibles. It's a veteran run company. And for every single edible that someone buys, he donates one back to a veteran. So,
see,
I mean, there's companies like that who,
awesome,
you know,
awesome,
it's part of
okay,
their mission.
Okay, so what's
statement.
Their name again?
Miss Mary Jane's Edibles.
Miss Mary, and where are they located? Are they in Washington?
No, they're here in California, and they're available probably in most of the dispensaries from LA to San Diego. They are a really neat cookie. They have pops, like cake pops, and they also have like a mix in that you can put into drinks for like a powder mix,
I
you know?
I love what they're doing.
So, yeah. I'm sure there's other companies like that as well that do a one-for-one kind of match thing.
Hey, and if anybody out there is doing it, let us know, and we'll talk about it on the show. You know, we can get us, you know, at hempradio.com. But I think that's great. And Candace, aren't you seeing more and more people getting involved?
Yeah.
I believe I have.
It's like the 7 degrees of separation, and everybody knows somebody now that, you know, has invested in or owns a marijuana business or owns part of it or works for one. And I think that's why things have really changed politically too. So I think that we've creeped up the money chain finally to the point where people higher ups in the federal government you know, have friends that have money in this now, and now they're going to leave us alone because they don't want to mess with their friends' investments, you know? And I think that's what we kind of needed to get the protection that we need.
And we were talking earlier about, you know, this is one of your big pet peeves about the perception of stoners. And now what we were talking, let's rehash that for them.
Yeah, I was saying how it bothers me how a lot of times you go to cannabis events and there's no cannabis in it, and they frown on people who want to medicate or need to medicate, you know, during the event, because they don't keep in mind that people are patients, you know, sometimes, and that, you know, that we need to medicate and stuff. But it's, you know, it's happening all over the place, you know, as we start to get more people in the industry who don't smoke, you know, or who don't do it normally, you know, then, you know, we start to get this kind of thing where people are starting to think that different groups are better than other ones, you know. And I hate this whole, you know, kind of stoner, you know, mentality and stereotyping, because to tell you the truth, the only people that act like stoners, you know, hungry, tired, funny, forgetful, that kind of thing, are like people that are brand new to cannabis. You know, once you use cannabis, that isn't the kind of traits that you...
I know some old stoners. Come on, Candace.
Maybe like one or two out of the thousands that you know, though.
You know what, though? And I mean, I agree and I about certain things. And I think that one of the things about this movement that took it so long, because people were stoners.
Yeah.
And I
stoners
think that
there's no more stoners anymore. Millennials don't want to be stoners. Anyone right. who's not a millennial is like 40 years old now, you know, and they're not into Cheech and Chong and stuff. So, I mean, I think that's past, you know, but people like to use that stereotype negatively against people, you know. I don't know.
Well, if you look at all the things that have been out there, it's Cheech and Chong-ish. You know what I'm saying?
Which are like the baby boomers.
But look, my favorite duo is Snoop Dogg and Martha. Now, two mismatched people who have become the best of friends, really, in real life. And I, they're fabulous. I love them. So, you know, you never know. But I mean, Snoop Dogg can have that stoner, and he's stoned all the time. And here's Martha, who's very, you know, she's from the Hamptons, okay? If they smoke pot, nobody knows it. And, you know, they're together. So, you know, I think the people need to be educated. That's all. It's all about education. How are we educating the people?
Yeah.
How are we doing that? Are we going into senior homes and giving lectures? Are we going into schools? Are we going into play? What are we doing? What is being done to educate the people? That's my biggest pitch.
I mean, all the resource. You should get out and start talking to all these people that are putting their resources otherwise, you know, because
like who?
I mean, all these companies that are, you know, throwing conventions and, Las Vegas, and it seemed like earlier this year we had one, you know, in San Fran, we had one in San Diego and Orange County and LA, like all within like a month, you know, and it's like one of those maybe could have been dedicated to, you know, educating people, or even, you know, they could have a fundraiser at one of them to put a program
school or something. Those,
you know,
kind of events to me are stoner events. The only events that I don't see as stoner events are the business events.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We haven't had like a stoner conference in a lot of years.
Oh.
They're all business conferences nowadays.
Oh, there's nothing at the EOS Center or whatever that is?
I mean, we had the edibles list. That was probably the only, like the, but again, that was a business conference. It was, you know, aimed towards people new to the industry that wanted to get
in. I don't know.
I didn't go.
So I don't know.
They used to have the normal conferences, but it's been since probably 2013 or something. That was the last time there was like, it was a conference just about changing laws locally, nothing about business. You know, it's been quite a while, you know.
Well, I've seen the business conferences packed with people with suits on. That impressed me. Even in Las Vegas, I mean, I've seen that in LA. That impressed me, because more and more people are getting involved and they're educating themselves, or however they're doing it. And granted, there are some that just want to be money grabbers, but there are some that really care.
Yeah. We had a booth at the LA conference. It's interesting, you know, definitely all the big companies now are sending reps to get educated, you know,
right.
So they have someone on staff that can, you know, brief them on cannabis.
So have you met any from big straight companies that don't do cannabis and said, oh my God?
Well, like Cushman Wakefield is like a pretty conservative real estate company here in Orange County who would never rent to any cannabis companies. And at that World Cannabis Congress that was just recent that we talk about, they were out distributing flyers for properties they were trying to sell that were in cannabis zones. You know, so it's like, whoa, okay. First you were, you know, blacklisting us. Right. Now you're like, we're totally in this.
They see the money.
Right.
Just off the top of my head, that was what was interesting. Also, what I saw was a lot of just regular labs that do product testing and stuff are looking to get in the cannabis business, and they have people there too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. More and more people are getting involved. And Michigan University is offering the first ever degree in marijuana studies. I was so impressed. Northern Michigan University is offering a marijuana-focused degree, but stoners need not apply. Obviously, the program is new and different, and it might speak to a certain crowd, but for a student to succeed, they're going to have to be very dedicated and motivated, said Brandon Canfield, associate chemistry professor. Not an easy program, and I would think, wouldn't think so, because it's all biology, chemistry. Yeah. I couldn't take it.
They're not even like usually 4-year degrees. They're like 6-year degrees for all the credits they need. Yeah.
And they launched this in the fall of 2017 with about a dozen students currently enrolled, in addition to courses, because they have to do their prerequisite courses, like their biology, their English, whatever it is. I don't remember. It's been a long time, but they have botany, horticulture, and they will also study marketing and finance, which will be fabulous because they need that.
Well, Irvine just announced a couple months ago that they're going to actually have an interdisciplinary cannabis research program or division or center where they're actually going to have all of their schools within UCI. So that's politics, law, you know, economics, environmental science, all of that. Every school is going to be part of this interdisciplinary cannabis research center. And so that's really amazing too, you know, so we're going to have stuff locally.
I think this is so fabulous for our industry because, I mean, here's a university. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, but it was funny because you said stoners need not apply. I thought you were going to say that they were drug testing or something. But who's to say that someone who's a smoker couldn't do all that stuff?
I don't know. Well, we're going to see.
Again, being stereotypical, saying that just because you smoke weed, you're stoner. And you're not going to be able to take these complex courses.
Kansas,
you know,
protects the stoners. And no, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any real.
Even like the Bureau of Cannabis Control that's now taking over these regulations.
Did you meet her?
I haven't. I've seen her many times. We never had a conversation. I like her. I think she's really dedicated to it.
Does she smoke pot?
No. She was the assistant director of the ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control. So she's like
how
very
old
straight.
Is she?
She's like 40 or something. But even they're hiring, and they even say often, you know, we drug test at the Bureau. So if you're a cannabis patient, you know, and this is your dream job, dream elsewise.
Well, I mean, the guy that designed this curriculum, he was inspired when he attended the American Chemical Society's annual meeting and hearing about the need for analytical chemists. So, you know, this isn't like somebody going and learning how to.
No, it's true. This
is like big deal.
I moderated a testing panel at the Edibles List Expo. And even the testing labs, we had representatives from the different companies on there said, hey, if I got $5 million in my pocket right now and can go buy all the equipment I need, hire everybody today. It's going to take 6 months before I can train them. We can develop standard operating procedures and we could get everything to go before running the first sample. 6 months. If I had $5 million today, you know, so there is going to be a shortage. So it's important that schools are training people to be able to fill these positions because they're very niche positions.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to have
it's a niche market.
Special kind of education. Yeah, so these guys are going to be lined up for some really good jobs.
Okay. Now, I need to talk about this because why don't we have one? Walgreens opened the first medical marijuana drive-thru in the state of Arizona.
Yay.
I am Sun City on October 27th.
So the stoners don't have to get out of their car now, right?
Oh my God, who wants to go to a dispensary? Put your leave your pajamas on, get in the car, drive through. I love drive-throughs because I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to put makeup on. If it's in the daytime, I just put sunglasses.
Colorado even has drive-through alcohol stores.
They do in Ohio. They've had them.
They don't have them here, though, right?
No, I don't know. Any of the alcoholics here
serving alcohol in a moving vehicle is just crazy to me.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Anyways, how are they allowed to do this then, Ken?
I don't know. But so people can pull up. Is there details in the story?
They invited the public to celebrate the opening of the drive. Dozens of cars lined up outside the dispensary to experience a service. They said it was very hard, but listen, they were working with them for 5 months. That wasn't very hard. I mean, 5 months. And look, it's taken us 75 years, Kansas.
I know.
Huh? Anyway. To allow the use of a drive-through, becoming the first to open the service. One of their biggest obstacles was making sure the person receiving the marijuana product from inside the vehicle was the medical marijuana card holder. But that's easy. You produce a car, you shine a light in their face, you make sure it's there, you confirm it, and they go, why? What is it? I verified those for a delivery service. So anyhow... you have to be able and reach in there and go, okay, this was the dispensary attracts an old Sun City. Isn't that where Del Webb is and he built all the senior homes? Oh, you guys are too young. You don't know in your business.
Retirement community.
Retirement. Get your face to the mic and talk with me.
Okay.
I'm going to smack your head. that's right. Sun City. Oh, now I have it. The baby boomers, they're living in Sun City and they have a drive-in dispensary. Our average age is about 40 years old, which doesn't sound old, but to an average dispensary, that is old. And this is one of the reasons that drove us to get the drive-through, because we have so many people on walkers and wheelchairs. I love it. They are, now, do you think California would say that? Let's help these people with walkers and wheelchairs. Let Patty Cakes open a drive-thru. I mean, hello. How hard is that, Candace?
Not very hard at all. I want to be able to get my coffee and my cannabis like in one stop. And be able to order on my app, like my Starbucks app, and just have it waiting. Not even have to go through the drive-thru line. Because I'm that lazy now, I can't even go through the drive-thru line.
This
it has
is
to
so
be waiting
exciting.
Inside
yeah.
for me.
What would be the best? We're going to take a short break, but what would be the best is to have one side Starbucks and the other side the drive-thru cannabis. We're going to take a short break, think about it, and we'll be right back.
Tell me what you really, really want, baby, let it be unknown. And if you think like I'm thinking, then baby, let's lose control. I've been watching you from across the room all night. And I like the way you're digging in the move, you moving, baby, then make it all right. Now if you wanna talk to me after we dance for a minute, I wanna see the way you move, wanna see the way you groove. Now baby look, ooh yeah, you got it. You what I need, hey! Ooh baby on the dance floor. Yeah, you know exactly what I've been looking for. Ooh, now we on the dance floor. Tiger by the toe. Ooh, if he holler, make him back.
Welcome back. It's Patty Cakes, and I am here with my fabulous friends, and it is our Halloween show. Ooh. And we have candy, and we have ghosts and goblins, and we got candy for trick-or-treaters, and we have banana bread, and we're and M&Ms, and we're all ready to roll here. And you know what Candace suggested of, let's talk about what events you guys can look forward to. Yeah. What is happening?
Well, there's a couple things coming up, I guess, in order of what they run. High Times Cannabis Cup coming to SoCal again at the National Orange Show in San Bernardino. It's going to be on November 11th and 12th. They're titling this one the Harvest Cup. So just like every High Times, usually these are the ones that are in the most highest attendance. You see tens of thousands of people there. Companies from all over the state and all over the country. Next on November 14th through 17th is the MJ Daily.
Where's that?
It's a business online newsletter.
Oh, right.
They're
right,
holding their conference. Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Where?
This is the biggest business conference ever I've ever seen. They had like 15,000 people last time. It was amazing. So they've now moved to the convention center this year. So that is coming up this November 14th through 17th, and I'm going to be going there and actually doing some interviews that I'll share with you guys on Hemp Radio.
Oh my God, how exciting. And you know what, I will probably go there because I go to Vegas a lot, and I'm so excited because they get the biggest crowds,
yeah,
for their business. I mean, the first one, like you said, but I was a little bit upset because I saw mostly men in suits.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it's going with the corporate, but you know, that's definitely what you see more. So that one's definitely going to be, that's going to be coming up in Vegas, and there's all sorts of parties and stuff incorporated with that. And then December 2nd and 3rd is the Blazers Cup, and that's an event being put on in conjunction with Tommy Chong. So he's going to judging like the edibles and the topicals and the flowers, and he's probably going to be involved like in the stage show part of it. And they have really good acts too.
And where is this?
That's also at NOS, the National Orange Show.
So we have big shows in Southern California.
Coming up, for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And then also Susan Soros is doing an End of Prohibition party in Long Beach New Year's Eve.
Oh my God.
I think it's the Marriott down there.
Fabulous.
Something to kind of bring in the new laws of the recreational license being available.
That was a great idea.
Susan. That's pretty much what's going on for the next couple months.
Wow.
And then also, Orange County Normal is going to have a holiday party.
Where?
Ready. Goosefire Gallery on December 9th. I just talked to Matt yesterday and said, I need to do something.
Place.
I don't have anywhere to do it. So I'm like, I just need to ask you guys to do it. So we're going to be Goosefire Gallery December 9th.
Let me talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him.
Yeah.
I love him.
So that should
He's
be a lot
so
of fun
sweet.
And details will come out soon. We're either going to call it Mary Seshmas or we're going to call it Jingle Bowls or something like that. We're working on a really funny name.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Think though. It'll.
Yeah. So holiday party coming up soon. But yeah, lots of stuff coming up. Lots of good stuff to keep people busy.
Okay, so you are, a busy woman now. You have a 2-year-old, and he is gorgeous. I love him so much. He's the sweetest. He's so handsome, so sweet, and I'm sure he's a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have your hands full, and you're still blazing trails. What else are you doing?
Well, just besides that, working at Bud and Bloom, which is why I'm not as much available with you guys. So I'm there in Santa Ana at the locally licensed dispensary. So if anyone hasn't ever come to check out Bud and Bloom, I invite people to come by and see it. We like to say we're redefining the cannabis retail experience, at our collective. You can touch and feel everything. And
it's beautiful.
Read labels and carry a shopping basket. And, you know, people often spend like an hour there. I do our outreach programs. So I've done like senior shuttles these last 3 months. And we have individual patient consultations where we really walk new users through the process and help them find like a dosage and a product that's good for them. And just, trying to be involved in the senior community.
Okay.
Doing all sorts of the more senior outreach I do, the more doors that get opened. I've recently been doing educational seminars at senior centers. So
have you been to ours?
I did the first one ever that we did with you back when we were at that senior center.
It was the best that we ever did. It was kind of a Jewish center.
Yeah.
And we took the film, What If Cannabis Cured Cancer? And they loved it so much, they wanted to watch it again. Now, do you still use that? Because that film...
You know, there...
Are there others?
I haven't used that one.
I love it because they really look at it and that makes them think and it makes them understand.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's always new science coming out. And so, you know, those are always great. And there's always... I heard there's a new one called Weed the People... coming out that actually follows Saving Sophie, this young child with cancer, and her mom actually came out with that line, Can of Kids. So that should be coming out soon. It's going to the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh,
so
wow.
If it wins that, that'll be really great.
Wow.
But Can of Kids is really cool. You guys should definitely have them on too. They have, which I've never seen, is a nasal spray. So
a cannabis nasal spray.
So it's good for people with epilepsy. So if someone's having a seizure,
they have it in Canada,
other states.
Or,
yeah. So Can of Kids makes a nasal spray. It's like $200. But
how many sprays?
I think it's probably got, you know, like more than 100. So, I mean, when you talk about per dose, you know, when you look at other medications, that's right up there probably with it. Another thing they have that is really cool is they have low dose sublinguals, like drops, but they're flavored. You know, so people
okay, so
that
wait
want
a minute.
To
what
just
are we
use the cannabis drops, you know, under the tongue that just, you know, get dissolved into your bloodstream through your mouth, you know?
Okay, are we talking about cannabis or hemp? CBD?
Cannabis.
We're talking about cannabis.
Yeah, kids with cancer, kids with epilepsy, kids with, you know, severe. But you know what? It's called Can of Kids, but it doesn't have to be for kids because I think it would be good for seniors.
Yes.
You know, because they have low dose, like 2.5, 5 milligrams.
Yes.
And then besides that, it's also flavored. So it's like grape, cherry, you know. So if you have like a dad with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's and you can't get them to actually take the cannabis, you know, if it tastes good. You know, so we don't yet have that line. I don't think anybody in Orange County does, but it's a really interesting line that's out there, mostly in the Bay Area.
That's brilliant. What you said, though, it's low dose, and why not give it to seniors?
Yeah,
that's so perfect.
Kids or seniors, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They both need the extreme low dose, extreme clean, pure quality medicine. And, you know, something that's easy to palate because a kid doesn't understand, oh, this is my medicine. It's good for me. I have to just deal with this horrible taste, you know, and sometimes.
Okay, I have a question. You were saying, you know, with the cannabis, kids with seizures, but wasn't that what they were saying Charlotte's Web did? And Charlotte's Web doesn't have THC. I'm very, very, very confused.
If the Charlotte's Web comes from the cannabis plant, it's going to have some THC in it.
Then how can Walmart and Target sell it?
That brand doesn't. Yeah. But like the Charlotte's Web that the girl took in the very beginning,
right,
you know, to create the whole phenomenon, that was cannabis flower CBD.
And that's what I thought.
What's on the shelf at Target is most likely not.
So why are they promoting it?
It's probably just hemp. You know,
it has to be below 0.3%. Yeah. So
it's different from what that girl got. What's on the shelves is different than what.
How
that
do we
girl
educate
got
people to not get caught up in hoaxes, scams, and pretend cures? And when people, we haven't done testing.
It's hard.
Yet.
It's hard.
We haven't done testing yet, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, testing is available, but it's pretty much, you know, on the manufacturer or the company that this place that sells it to add it on there, you know, but it's not required. It's not really regulated. So someone can get one product tested and use those results for years, you know, without retesting batches.
No, I know that testing, but as far as doing, you know, testing on people or whatever, you know, nothing's really been tested in for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? That's why we don't know what all we know is what we've seen from what we've used, our friends used.
Yeah, like anecdotally.
And, yeah. I mean, I know what works for people that I know and they swear by it. And, you know, it may not work the same for somebody else because we're all different.
Yeah. Definitely. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff that will happen when they remove government regulations and they can do more testing. It'll make it safer and we'll be able to eliminate parts of cannabis that we don't need and use more of the parts that are beneficial.
How can we help with descheduling? What do people out there need to do?
There is actually a federal bill right now that was introduced. Oh, gosh. I forget the acronym for it, but it would be a bill that would just remove cannabis, exclude it from the Controlled Substances Act if you lived in a state that had laws that, you know, allowed it legally. So, you know, it's not even rescheduling it, it's just excluding it from. So
deregulating, that would, that's like perfect. Deregulating. Yeah.
So I mean, people that live in
whatever the
states,
fuck,
even our own state, we need to reach out to our representatives.
Yeah, what am I saying?
We need to reach out to our representatives and been like, you guys are always telling us that this barrier needs to be removed. Finally, that we have the chance. So put your name on it.
Help,
that's what we need.
Right.
Co-sponsors.
Help us remove it.
Yeah. Co-sponsors are needed. And that's definitely what people could do.
Is Dana at Rohrabacher helping?
Yeah. He's one of the co-sponsors. The regular team is on it. We just need, you know.
What do you need? Tell them what you need.
Bipartisan support from other states and from every state, even our own state. Every state that's medical marijuana support should have,
but we're strong now. We're past the tipping point.
You would think, but you know, the political parties still hold, you know, a lot of power, and they could say, you know, even though you're from a medical marijuana state, you know, we're still the Republicans, and we're still very conservative, and you know, we don't want you to vote for marijuana, even though your state wants you to, because the Republican platform says no. You know. So, but things are changing. Like I said, the money is trickling into the highest levels, you know, of our society. And so things are starting to change, you know.
Right.
I think within like 10 years, 20 years for sure, I think it's going to be federally legal. And I think the most interesting thing about it is if you go to the airports now here in California, in Ontario, they've already rolled it out. The bins.
They roll out joints.
No.
They give you a joint when you get off the plane.
They have the bins that you put your shoes and your laptops, say cannabis, legal in California, leave it at home. And so someone was making a lawyer said on social media, they said, wow, this is starting to make a really interesting argument for, you know, a federal Supreme Court case for the right to travel. You know, the fact that there's all these states now that are acknowledging that, hey, it's legal here, not there. You know, your protections don't go past these lines. So, I mean, it's only a matter of time before I think that we're going to have an argument, you know, because that's how the gay marriage and the rights there, you know,
power in numbers,
you know, the right to travel. Exactly. How come I can be married in this state but not in that state? That doesn't make sense.
No.
And so it's the same thing with cannabis. So I think that is how I think we're
gonna travel from California to Colorado with pot.
No.
Can you travel from Colorado to California?
No, you can't. You can't cross any state lines.
Vegas, no state lines.
And I mean, that's beyond the point. The point is too that your just status isn't recognized in another state, and that it's not consistent.
But we have reciprocity with Las Vegas.
Certain states, yeah, that
we do.
Yeah. Certain states that write it in.
So does that
mean? But then that also adds to the argument. How come some states have reciprocity, but some don't?
Because,
you know, there should be one system where it's unified, and it's like gay marriage. Do you have reciprocity for gay marriage in some states, but not other states? Yeah, that's how it was. And that's how we got that overturned, you know, because that's not consistent. So I don't know. Lots going on.
Oh, and I mean, this is just infancy stages. That's what's so fabulous.
Yeah. So we'll have to see once Trump is gone, and which should hopefully be soon, you know.
Seth Jeffins.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Who's coming in that's going to allow pot? Who do you think?
I don't have anyone on my radar down the road.
I think you should run, honey. Let's promote you.
No way.
Yeah. On the pot. What are we doing?
The pot ticket.
Pot ticket. Yeah, Candace, you'd be fabulous. You really would.
You got my vote.
You got my vote, honey. You always had mine.
Vote for Gary Johnson. If Gary Johnson couldn't even get the votes, and he was governor of Arizona,
there's something about him, though. I know, but I can't see him as president. But look at Trumpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he doing? Has he done anything
good?
Horrible lately. I mean, he's not in the news, I guess, a lot.
Well, I mean, I guess
it's a shit show.
I won't even.
It's
get
a shit
it.
Show.
That's
I
a whole nother podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He's a trip. That's all I can say. He's a trip. Anyway, what else? What else is happening? What else can you tell us? Busy.
Yeah. speakeasy held Halloween party. It was pretty neat.
I saw, what did I see? They had a big ad somewhere. These, I've seen Cannabis Talk 101 on the radio.
Yeah.
They have ad spots on whether it's K Earth or 94.
Yeah, Cannabis Talk, where we tape, where you guys tape this show here, has ads all over the radio.
Oh, yeah. So, and we're very grateful. I love Blue. I mean, Chris Blue Bright has been so fabulous to Hemp Radio. I guess he feels sorry for us because I'm an old bitch. And you know what I'm saying? He's just really nice. You know, he let us come here and do our show. And hey, I bake for them, so I figure I'm in. You know what I'm saying? That's how I suck up. But no, we're really grateful. And guys, tune into Cannabis Talk 101. When are the shows? They're up all the time, like this one, right?
On YouTube.
YouTube, Cannabis Talk 101. And KOCI, if you live in California, if you live in Southern California, tune in to KOCI and ask them when Patty Cakes from Hemp Radio is going to be on their show. Okay? Anyway, tune in into them. Candace, how do people find you?
Oh,
or tell us, what meetings are you having?
So Normal is having meetings in November. We take off December in Orange County. We meet at Bud and Bloom. The second and the last Wednesday of the month, we'll most likely have our new medical marijuana regulations out, like any day. They said November. So we'll be having probably a special session on that, having some attorneys get together and kind of talk about, you know, the regulations.
Do you think we can do like a panel thing on Hemp Radio?
Maybe, yeah.
That would be fabulous. Yeah. I mean, what lawyers are working with you?
Sorry.
Are we keeping you
whole
up?
Bunch.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Good thing this isn't on tape,
I'm just teasing. She's a mother, 2-year-old. She has a husband, 2-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Yeah, no, that would be a good idea to get a panel up here and have a special show, you know, with no time limit, just, you know, whatever people need to get out and just so people can listen to it when they have time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And definitely like throw it up on YouTube, throw it up on everywhere.
Yep.
What did you want to say, Jen?
Also, check out Bud and Bloom if you're in Orange County and Santa Ana and want to see a beautiful dispensary that's won awards for its architecture.
It really
is nice.
It's very, very nice.
A lot of the newest, greatest products out there. They also have a really great first-time patient deal. I always like to mention it's buy one, get one in every product category.
So if I buy
up to $300,
if I buy a quarter ounce of, can I buy a quarter ounce?
It's actually the eighth
grams?
Is tip. The flower is a max at an eighth free. So it's buy an eighth, get an eighth. But then also on top of that, you can buy a vape, get a vape, buy an edible, get an edible, buy a concentrate, get a concentrate.
Wow.
Buy a, you know, all these different categories you can do that. So a lot of people really load up. So it's a good place to stop by and check out.
How many dispensaries do you guys have?
They just have the one right now, but I think they just got a license in Long Beach. So soon they'll be probably Bud and Bloom.
What do you know
LB.
About Long Beach? Do you know anything about what's going on there?
No, but you should have, I know a little bit, but you should have Stefan on.
Stefan. Okay. Yeah.
Stefan Boris Tinsulo is an attorney down there, and he's gotten a couple licenses for people, and I'm sure that he'd be willing to come on and, talk about who's gotten what and what's going to be opening soon.
Very cool. So, I mean, January, it sounds like Long Beach may be together.
It's on its way, yeah. Thankfully. I mean, that city has so many millions
Nightmare.
Of people living there.
Really?
No medical marijuana. It's just crazy.
And, right.
So,
well, recreation will be available, but you can't go in a dispensary and buy it.
Not until they have their license, yeah.
Right. And you could, but you can grow your own.
Yeah.
For recreation?
Uh-huh. And someone can gift it to you. So it's, you know, how they say like BOGO, like buy one, get one, you know, but like under the new laws, you can only gift one, you know? So I'm like, are these new 64 places are going to be go-go, gift one, get one, you know?
Right.
Go-go eights. But yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh my God, it was so fabulous. Hey. Any, you know, Candace was always the co-host until she got married and had her baby. Well, not married. Married, you were always you always came, but since you had the baby and you got a, then you got a job.
Yeah.
And now you're like spread so thin, but we're so grateful. And we really want to talk further about doing this panel because it sounds like very informative and a great way to inform our audience. And thank you guys all for joining us. We value your support. Check out our social media, hempradio.com webpage. We have our at hashtag hempradio. I have no idea what any of that shit means, but
I use your hashtag hempradio.
Okay, so I don't know what that means.
Then if people look up hempradio, they'll see all the things people posted about it. So then you can go on Google and put hashtag hempradio, and you'll see all the posts where people have used that hashtag. So you could see where people mentioned it. You could see Elliot's hashtag hemp radio is mine. Random people that maybe see something hemp radio and want us to see, they might take a picture and do hashtag hemp radio.
Wow. Well, learn something new today. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Happy Halloween.
Happy thank you for everything. I'm Candace, I love you. Come back. You know, anytime you're welcome. It doesn't matter. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 microphones, so it's always fabulous. I want you guys to be safe, be smart, have a fabulous time tonight.
And thank Mark for being on the show.
Mark,
you're very welcome. Thank you for letting me join you guys.
You'll
today.
Come back. And producer Steve-O, I'm so glad you just got here in the nick of time, man. You're my
the
hero.
Trooper.
Yeah. Jen, take a nap. And she's yawning over there. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.